In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm with Ellen McCullen. Today we're talking about Planned Parenthood. Someone needs to talk about Planned Parenthood. Someone needs to talk about the butchers, what they're doing to these babies. Eleanor, why don't we start with you?
Yes, good morning, Father, and hello to everyone. I'm glad to be here. It's a beautiful day in Boston, and we don't like to talk about things that aren't beautiful. We want to kind of hide in the sand and hope that someone else is doing something about evil. But we're going to speak today about evil. Somebody, as Father said, has to do it. Now, maybe some of you have been on vacation and you're not up to date on the horrific happenings at Planned Parenthood. And I use the word horrific. It could be grotesque. I don't think, Father, there's a word strong enough to say what evil has been happening at Planned Parenthood. I'm going to explain it briefly for those who have been on vacation. Father and I have known what's been going on at Planned Parenthood for many years. Well, let me first of all tell you what happened. There's a group of people called Medical Partners for Progress, and they took it upon themselves with courage to go into a group of people called STEM Express. Now, STEM Express buys body parts of aborted babies. Now, as I said, Father and I knew this because when we would be at Planned Parenthood, there would be a large truck, very big truck, and it was all white, and it had nothing on the side except a little tiny printing, and it said medical waste. Now, we knew, Father and I said, they're just not throwing out bodies. Perhaps they were doing that too, but mostly they were probably packed up in little boxes and taken to this STEM Express company where the body parts were being sold. And I said, horrific, grotesque, does not give it a good name. It's beyond the beyond of evil. We knew it, but there was no way to prove it. So this group of people stepped out, had courage to go in undercover and pretend that they were interested in buying these body parts. So they went on, and as they did some taping, they did some videoing of what was happening, all undercover. Now, some people might say that was deceitful. That was wrong. How dare them do that without permission? But Father, if there's a law against that, when something is evil and it's being done, there's no law. There's no law. So they had the right to do it. And also, I might add, as we discuss this further, $550 million federal funds go into Planned Parenthood. Another way of looking at them going in undercover, besides, as I say, there's no law. When evil has to be uncovered, then there is no law that they must follow. But isn't it our right to know where our tax dollars go? We don't know. I mean, how could we not know? We don't take time to pay attention, but now it's coming out. And this is federal money, not money from the states. Some states do give money. Some states do give money to fund Planned Parenthood, but we're talking about federal funding, our taxpayers' money. we have a right to know. So, of course, they went in and they discovered it. And it's a good thing. So maybe the name of this talk is Wake Up America. Enough is enough. So they had to go in, they had to uncover, and thank God they did. So what did they do? Just for those who are on vacation or maybe those that are trying to enjoy a nice day, I'm going to ask you to pay attention. To pay attention to what is happening. And I'm going to ask you, do you want to do something about it? And I'll tell you what you could do if you answered yes to that question. Now, what happened over a few weeks when the Undercover Medical Progress partners went in, they took video, and they took four videos. And the first video was released, and it showed a doctor out for lunch or dinner.
She was eating her salad.
And drinking her glass of wine, arranging for the sale of body parts from unborn babies Planned Parenthood killed in abortions. Well, people like you and I would say people with a conscience, they were outraged. You know, Father, we are selfish, we are greedy, and I wonder where are our consciences. Do we not have a conscience? I have to believe, I'm a woman has hope. Our conscience has to come back into play. Our conscience has to trump selfishness and greed. So the first video showed people discussing how the body parts were taken from the unborn babies.
What body parts?
Well, that's a very good question. Every body part. And like, for instance, the liver. And as the second video came out, they talked about how much she could get for a liver or a heart or the kidneys. And you get a higher price. She said, I hope I get, I'm going to raise my prices for these body parts because I would like to buy a Lamborghini, but I want to make sure my prices are competitive. So they would put a price on a kidney or a price on a liver. And it's so interesting that you would ask me that, Father, because for so long, when a woman goes in for an abortion, they say, listen, don't worry about it. It's just a tissue. It isn't anything. It's just a couple little cells. But now these people in the business of making money on aborted babies, they're actually saying in the video, oh, look, it's a kidney. Oh, it's a boy. Oh, look. Oh, I'm glad we did that abortion well. What does that mean, doing an abortion well so they could get money? It means you be very careful when you're taking the baby from the womb so you don't crush the liver. You don't crush the kidney. You don't crush the head, because then, of course, there would be no money for that. So they're kind of proud of themselves if they do a perfect abortion and all of the body parts are intact. So now we had the second video. The third video, a Planned Parenthood abortionist was caught arranging for the sale of aborted baby parts as she and another staffer picked through the parts of a baby victimized by an abortion, just like you asked me, Father. And then the past week, the fourth shocking video revealed how a Planned Parenthood staffer exclaimed, another boy, when dissecting and showing off the body of a baby brutalized by abortion whose parts were slated to be sold. And the next name of this program is Enough is Enough. I hope that people are going to wake up and their consciences are going to be touched. And the interesting, again, just to remark that they always say it's a tissue and don't worry. But the fact, time after time in every video, they mention boy or girl, they mention the parts of the baby. I mean, honestly, Father, it's like out of, I feel like we're watching a movie and you said take the movie back. It's a horror movie.
You're speaking about butchers. These are butchers. These are evil butchers. You're talking about satanic things that are happening at Planned Parenthood. They have told the women that it's tissue. Now they're saying the tissue has hearts and lungs and livers. In other words, the mothers who thought they were tissues now hear the real story that their baby had hearts and lungs and livers and kidneys. So that's not tissue. Those are organs. Those are organs that they're selling between $30 and $100 is the price that they get, depending upon which organ they sell.
Another point, too, Father, is that Planned Parenthood will tell you, we are doing this for science. How foolish is that to say? And people believe that. But you know what it reminds me of, Father? The Nazis, back at the end of the 30s or 40s, they harvested cadavers. And even before that, when the Jews were being taken and the Catholics were being taken and the Gypsies were being taken, even while they were alive, they took out parts of their body and then they killed them. And then when in death, they took out parts of their body for science. The government did that. The government ruled over the people. And I have a funny feeling is what's happening right here. And the interesting part, Father, during those times when things were going on, horrific things that were going on in Europe, people knew what was going on. Secretly, they talked about it in Poland and other places. They say, this is not right. Somebody was here, and now their shop's closed, and they're not here. People knew, but people were quiet. People didn't say anything. This is where we are today. And the point is, after it was all discovered and the horrible parts of what went on, people said, this will never happen again. And we all shook our heads and said, it will never happen again. But you see how the evil one works. He works in a subtle way so we can't see it's happening again. And we must keep saying it and calling people's attention to it. And just, we have to do something. We cannot be silent.
If we're silent, we are approving what's happening. Someone has to speak like this. And the Lord says the prophetic word must go out. You see, last week they showed you the death of a lion. 30 minutes on the news, a death of the lion. And so all we heard about the lion, the dentist, how awful it was. I'm not into killing lions, to tell you the truth. I think that's stupid. But then when it came to selling kidneys and hearts and livers and lungs, it was like 11 minutes. 11 minutes all week. And what is more important, people or lions? Well, they were telling you lions are most important. They don't want to share these things with people because then you know that what you are aborting is a baby. B-A-B-Y.
Human life. Human life. We devalue human life, and we have a heartbroken God. And I'm going to read before we go, a couple things before we go. Telephone numbers for those who answered, yes, I will not be silent. What can I do? I'm asking you the question. I can't say do it. I can encourage, but you must do it. The other thing I'm going to read right at the end is something from Isaiah that will bring tears to your eyes, because I think it's happening right now. One other point, too, there's so many points, but we're working with Black Lives Matter. That's a beautiful thing. White Lives Matter. Babies' Lives Matter. Black Babies' Lives Matter. That is extremely important. Do you realize, Father, that the population in the country is about 12% black? I may be a little bit off on that, but this is the most important. 40% of abortions that are done throughout the country are taking little black children from the womb. And that's genocide. That's, if we did nothing else except talk about that today, the black people are beautiful people, and their children should be born. Their race is just leaving the earth through abortion. If we just concentrated on that for this 30 minutes, that is something we have to talk about. Again, wake up, America. Enough is enough. We're killing our black children. Black lives matter. White lives matter. All lives matter. Black babies' lives matter. And one thing I'd like to also say, Father, is, you know, another question that I could put out there. Are we a civilized country? I'm hearing your answers. Yes, we're a civilized country, but
I don't think so,
Father. Now, on the good part of things, you know, if someone is having trouble and they can't start the car, somebody will help them. If we have a tsunami, people will build houses. If we have a tornado, people will go. We have a generous people. Americans are generous. However, Father, are we civilized? We kill our young in the womb. Is that civilized? Is that a sign of a civilized country? We kill our young in the womb. Not even an animal does that. And they're supposed to have no real intelligence. We are the intelligent. We are the civilized. But the question I ask, are we?
I don't think so. I think that, first of all, you know, how many pulpits talked about this yesterday? How many people brought this up? I brought it up. I had to bring it up because we were talking about lions dying, but we're talking about babies being murdered and then taking from those beautiful babies their organs and selling them between $30 and $100. It tells me that the people that are doing the abortions know that they are babies. They call them boys and girls. What about the mothers that have had abortions are listening today and they're thinking, I thought it was tissue. Now they're hearing, I killed my child. I killed my child, and maybe my child's liver was sold. Maybe my child's kidneys were sold. Maybe my child's heart was sold. This is sick. We are not a civilized nation when we kill our children.
Father, you made a very good point. I don't believe many churches spoke about this scandal, about this evil. And this is one thing I would encourage. Ask your priest. Ask your minister, ask your rabbi to become outraged. If they don't know what's going on because it's summer, then tell them. The people that are listening today are the disciples. They're the apostles. They're the ones. Nobody else is doing it. Don't say they are doing it. You're they.
That's right.
You don't want to be they. I know it's a nice day. But guess what? Think of the child in the womb that's going to come out of the womb, killed in the womb tomorrow morning. And then maybe just go out, speak to people, pass on this news that we're giving you today. Get involved. Read your own newspaper. Watch what's happening on television. Learn about it so you can go out and be outraged. That's what I would certainly encourage everybody today. Silence is not an option anymore. There's no silence. Well, I just talked about what happened with the Nazis many, many years ago, and they say, this will never happen again, but it's happening.
That's right.
It's happening. So before I read Isaiah, I'm going to, do you have a pencil handy? I think you do. So go get a piece of paper and a pencil. Now, what's happening this week is the Senate of the United States is going to debate. You could probably get it on your TV, C-SPAN. I don't know where it is, but find it. And take this on as a priority. And listen to them debate it. And then at the end of the week, they're going to vote. What are they going to vote for? What's the debate about? What we're going for now is defunding Planned Parenthood federally, which means you as a taxpayer, the federal government is giving money, your money, $500 million, to fund abortions, to fund selling baby parts. Is that where you want your money to go? Well, this is another question for you. You have to decide. Maybe you like that. But I hope your conscience trumps greed and selfishness. I hope your conscience rises to the full capacity of working and saying, no, this is wrong. So they're going to debate it. They're going to vote. So we don't give any more of our money to Planned Parenthood from the government. So Mitch McConnell, I'm going to give you his telephone number. You can call him at 202-224-2541. Now, you may get a machine. It says, your call will be taken soon. Don't hang up. I know you want to hang up. I don't have time to wait. Think of the babies that are going to be sold. Think of it. And let your conscience keep you on the phone so you can call and say, yes, I want federal defunding of Planned Parenthood. For those who do computer, McConnell.Senate.gov. McConnell, M-C, capital C, O, N is in Nelly, N is in Nelly, E-L-L, dot, Senate.gov. Call all of your senators throughout the country. And the way you can find them is USA.gov, G-O-V. If you cannot find anything, you call me, 617-734-1502, and I will find you, your senator. There's no excuse. Enough is enough. We cannot be silent. This is a breakthrough. We thank God for the breakthrough, but we have to capitalize on it.
Well, you know what? The veil has been lifted, and we know what Planned Parenthood is doing. The telephone number for McConnell is 202-224-2541. That's 202-224-2541.
Right. Now, Father, you can think of something else, I'm sure, before we say goodbye to everybody. But I found this, and it's Isaiah 1. And I think it's for us today. Do you mind if I read it, Father?
Please read it.
Okay, thank you. The Lord God said, I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who requires of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moon and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. And then he says, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. So it came to mind, Father, you know, as we're all going to church, we're all going to synagogue, we're all going to mosque, and we're worshiping and we're sending up incense, as evil is happening in our own backyard. And until we deal with that evil, the Lord says, I don't want your offerings. I'm not listening to your prayers. It makes me kind of cry right now because he's heartbroken and it's right here. He's asking us to turn back to him.
I would never have thought this 10 years ago that these things would be happening. But you see, evil tries to absorb more and more and more. I understand that China, this is what I understand, I read it once, that China, with parts of the aborted baby, they eat it. That's sick. It's sick, but we're selling it because it's all about filthy lucre. It's all about money. It's all about what we can get. And Planned Parenthood is evil. It's the biggest baby machine, killing baby machine in the United States. Let me tell you, if they were for women, they say they're for women, there would be free abortions. There are no free abortions. You've got to pay your $500 before they abort your baby. This is real. Nothing is free with Planned Parenthood.
That's right, Father. It goes from $500 to $1,800. It's quite a money business. It's all about money. And they're saying under false pretenses they're there to help women. And they're killing 50% of female fetuses. Little babies are female. Nothing makes sense. When you're dealing with evil, it just doesn't make sense. But it is a money business, and as you say, if they were so happy to help women. Incidentally, let me say this real quick before we have to go. You know, Planned Parenthood would then say, well, we do pap tests and we do drug testing and we help women. Guess what? 88% of abortions are, 88% of their money comes from taking the child from the womb. I have to just call it what it is. We all say abortion, taking the child from the womb and then selling the baby parts. But, you know, the other things they do for women, pap tests and that, that's well and good. But, Father, in this day and age, you can go any place for that. You can go into a clinic, and with Obamacare, you can get it all paid for. We don't need Planned Parenthood. We don't need our American babies, our Spanish babies, our black babies taken from the womb. We don't need it. We don't want it. It's evil. So they could shut down. And the other reasons people go for whatever, they can get that elsewhere. So I'm saying not only defund, but shut them down.
We're talking about murder today, not killing. The doctors know they're murdering. This is murder, and then murder selling the parts of the baby. This is murder. And I'm telling you that Planned Parenthood is just like her founder. What was her name? Margaret Sanger. She wanted to eliminate the Jews. She wanted to eliminate the blacks. Well, they are following Margaret Sanger, and they are killers and murderers. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.